PFT Media.
I peaked it. Yes, I did. Episode 27 of The Devil's in the Details. No Dan once again. We lost him till August.
Damn.
He's in off season, but I got my brother from another mother, Ken Miller.
What's up, man? Y'all lost him till August.
Here we are. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong. Fighting for survival. We've got to be.
I think, that's the minority.
Air horn.
Pedro Lima, everybody, the Rican Gorilla, Ken Miller, the Big Black Mosquito.
Yo, why are you so loud, bro?
And that's how I always start. I don't know my.
That's why he always. That's how he always starts. Oh, but then within 10 minutes, I'll be talking like this.
Because you lose
super
your
producer
voice.
Chris Crespo.
Yeah, you lose the voice after yelling, yo.
Yeah, I don't lose it. I just don't know what voice to
What's
use.
What's up, man? Why Dan ain't here? What's wrong with
Dan? It? Is apparently he's the new talent coordinator for the Supercons.
I don't even know what that is, but all right.
The nerd festival where they don't put deodorant and you dress up as different characters.
Yeah, that sounds like Dan.
Yeah,
step
yeah.
one. No deodorant. Yeah. Step two, dress up as your favorite character.
Yeah. And
which is crazy because deodorant's cheap. Like, your costume costs $500. Deodorant's 99
That's
cents.
Where all the money goes. That's where all the money goes. So, July is a tough month for him because that's where a lot of the cons are happening. Mm-hmm. So, he won't join us until August. So, just pretend this is like summer school. And really, you don't learn anything in summer school. You're just out there. Yeah, you go to class and you just talk trash.
And the teacher
trash.
That's teaching summer school doesn't give a damn.
He don't care. Yeah. He's just collecting that overtime.
I went to summer school once, man, for geometry.
Oh, dude, me too.
Geometry. And I walk into class. It's 27 people. It's two dudes and 25 girls. Me and my homeboy, John, was in there. We wild the whole summer. That dude just gave us all B's.
Yeah.
He gave everybody in the class a B. I don't care. Just
show up.
Don't
give me a headache.
These black kids are assholes.
Because the teachers teaching summer school are usually there because they don't want to be.
Yeah.
It's overtime.
Yeah. They're like, man, I'm stuck doing summer. They're doing summer school too, or they don't want to be there.
Yeah. Most of them are, they're not, it's not bona fide. What's the word that I'm looking for?
Credited.
Not credit,
certified.
Is it certified or
no? Because I know
tenure.
Okay,
sorry.
Tenure. But I said, not know tenured, a certified teacher that teaches summer school.
Yeah, they're not tenured teachers, but they want to be tenured, so they're like, I gotta do summer school,
with all these black kids in here. Yeah, they don't know geometry. They don't know X
and
plus
it's always
Y
like
equals
a,
Z.
It's always like a gym teacher trying to teach you and stuff like that. And especially if you went to school in the 90s, you were screwed because if they watch any movie, Stand and Deliver or what's that Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
Dangerous Mind.
Then you forget it. They have a lecture for you about the inner city.
Yeah,
and
you show the geometry. You're like, Coach Waddell, what are you doing, Coach? Doing geometry?
Sit down, young black man. I'm going to teach you something. Forget it. If they saw Lean on Me, they think they're Joe Jackson. Man. Joe Clark.
Joe Jackson.
Rest in peace.
Same thing.
Rest
yo.
In peace.
They
Joe
both
J.
beat you.
What about Edward James Olmos?
Who that? What do you do?
Edward James. Oh, yeah. It's Stand and Deliver.
Stand
and Deliver. Yeah,
well, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Oh, Lou Diamond, yo.
As a Mexican.
I thought he was Mexican.
I thought he was Mexican.
Is he a Mexican in Young Guns?
No. He's native.
Okay.
He's native. Tomato. Everybody thought he was Mexican because he did La Bamba.
Exactly. He took all the Spanish roles and also Young Guns.
Oh, Young Guns is my movie.
Yeah.
Navajo. Yeah.
They called him the white. Like, wait, what? Why does this Mexican dude have a proper English accent? What is going on?
How many Mexican actors lost roles out there? Did
Luis Guzman, half his career went to.
He's Puerto Rican, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, how dare you?
Not like all the roles out there are Puerto Rican roles. He's got to take what he can get.
Luis Guzman nails all the Puerto Rican roles now.
Yo, Jennifer Lopez is Puerto Rican. Didn't she play an Italian in the movie? Like,
what's that? Me. Mi Familia? No, it was the other way. There was a movie where a bunch of Italians played Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
Or played Hispanic.
It was the Lopez family or something like that. Yeah, the Perez family.
And then it was like Marissa Tomei. And
yeah. What's it? Angelica Houston.
Yeah. Like, what? All Spanish people.
Yeah. Forget it now. Now all these actors get crap. Like Scarlett Johansson dropped out in a movie because she was going to play a transgender.
Yeah, a trans... Man to woman? No, woman to man.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No, the opposite. Woman to man.
Woman to man.
Yes. Female to male transgender person, which is different from Caitlyn Jenner.
And she dropped out because she's not really one?
Because everybody was giving her the outage.
Yeah, because it's like...
The rage.
Very few roles already for trans actors. So when a role comes up that would fit a trans actor, you're going to put a non-trans...
How many good trans actors are there?
How many trans roles are there for actors to begin?
If you watch Shameless, there's a kid out there.
What about that show Pose?
And what about that show Orange is the New Black?
So what I'm saying is there's three out there.
There's three.
There are more than three.
I only count three.
There's a reason why Benicio del Toro and Benjamin Pratt and Luis Guzman are the 1, 2, 3 Puerto Rican actors.
And there's a reason why Peter Dinklage is the head midget in charge of nailing those roles.
Needs to be more...
Midgets!
No, there needs to be more opportunities
for those people. Say midgets, man.
Little person
it sounds so demeaning.
You call him a dwarf. I think he has dwarfism.
No, you can't.
People trip about it all the time. Zoe Saldana played...
Nina Simone.
And they was like, because they had to make her darker.
And
then put like a prosthetic.
And it was
on
like, why not just get a dark skinned woman to play the role?
So, you know, people trip about it.
But it's not like Zoe Saldana is like some household name. It's we need Zoe Saldana to sell this movie.
But I get that. Because, I mean, you're telling me there's not a black act like Lupita Nyong'o couldn't do that? Listen, Luongo?
Nyong'o.
If you're talking about body stature, I think Zoe had the best. If you're looking at me, like Lupanga, whatever her name is, she's 5 feet tall.
She's a tiny person.
Yeah.
But I mean,
No, I was just doing something.
He got a little racist.
I did. How dare you?
Sorry about that.
Don't accuse me. I have a job.
Just because he's Puerto Rican doesn't mean he can't be racist.
I can't. My great grandmother's Nigerian.
Pedro can't watch black porno, B.
I can't.
Why not?
I can't.
Black porno girls.
At all? Black. Really at all?
At all, yo.
When I was younger.
Is it intimidating? He's intimidating.
No,
okay,
it's
not. Cool.
It just looks like the mouth of the predator cracking.
Oh my God.
What do you want me to say? When I was younger,
Something horrible.
Here's the thing. And I know there's beautiful black ladies out there.
I'm married to one.
Shout out. But I just, there's no attraction out there.
All right.
For me, it just doesn't. I'm not being racist, kind of.
I know you're not, man. I can't watch white porn. Though,
just so like
you
people...
can't watch white porn.
Ugh,
really?
White dudes have it's gross to me.
That's
bro.
So
gross. White? Did you say white dudes?
Yeah, just when,
why are you
white
watching
dude,
them?
I'm just saying because it's a dude and a girl, just white men in general having sex with anybody. That's like ugh, yuck.
It brings an ancestral.
just thinking about memories. I know his great-great-grandfather did something disgusting to my great-great-grandmother. So screw this guy. What are we supposed to be talking about?
We're talking about
the history of...
Anything. we're supposed to talk sports, so I'm going to say it right now. Angel Rivera has been banned from the studios during the times that Devil's in the details. You're banned, bastard. Banned.
Wow, what'd he do?
He was supposed to be on this episode, and then he last second canceled. I don't play that shit, Rivera.
He probably got something important.
This thing with an iron fist.
He's also addressing Angel as if Angel listens. But
yeah, he doesn't.
Angel listens to nothing.
Maybe he shows up next week and then I'll remove the ban. But for this episode, he's banned.
Obviously. Simon here.
Not taking any calls.
Ken, make sure Angel doesn't come in on the show.
Oh, no. I'm tagging him in this. I'm tagging him in this.
Oh, you're going to tag him?
Yeah.
He's still not going to listen.
He's not going to listen. He doesn't have time. He doesn't even listen to his own show.
Yeah.
And he's the producer.
Who listens to
that? Well, anytime I'm on any of those shows, I'm...
It's so true.
I'm just saying. Yeah. They had their heyday. I was a fan for a while.
I was too. Yeah. I think everybody was a fan. Ken can't talk crap about that because he never knows if he's going to get a call. Every comic in Orlando has been gotten in, but he can't get in until the other black. And there's two black guys ahead of him right now.
Yeah. Are there?
That's
just on that show, not in real life. I run this comedy city. Speaking of comics lined up.
Oh,
bruh, when Howie Mandel showed up last night.
Dude, I follow a lot of comics on the Facebooks. So many people got. Was Howie just standing there in one pose? Howie Mandel, such a nice guy, to take a picture of half the comics.
Here's the story.
I heard stories.
Here's the true story.
Yeah,
I tell you the true story.
Yeah.
So the show gets started. Valone is supposed to go up first, and he doesn't want to go up because he's running open mics. So I put Crespo up. I let Crespo go up because
Marcus Crespo,
not Chris Crespo. Yeah. Because Ross Padgett don't want to go first. Technically, he's not first. I'm first. I'm hosting.
Why can't Padgett go first?
He's
pulled that card already. Yeah. He's on the radio, man. Come on.
So I
on Fridays for a couple hours.
So I get off stage. I bring Crespo up. I come in the back, and Hurley, he was like, okay, look, I have something to tell you. I was like, what? And I'm thinking, because I went long. I thought he was going to be like, hey, you went long. I was supposed to be 12. I did like 15. And he says, Howie Mandel's here. He's in the back. He may want to go up. And I said, all right. So they tell me Howie Mandel's here. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then so the other manager says Howie Mandel's ready to do his set. He's ready.
Oh.
And I was like, cool. So and then Mike Hurley, he comes to me and says, hey, are you going to get his intro? I was like, nah, I was just going to bring him up.
Yeah.
You know, because usually when you come and stop at a club to a guest spot, you don't get no footage. So I go up to him. You know, he's a germaphobe. He has shake hands. So he gives me the fist bump. I go to shake his hand because I don't know this
you don't
about
know
him.
That thing.
So he gives me the fist bump. Cool. I get on stage. I say, come.
How do you not know that about Howie Mandel?
Because I don't.
You never watch Deal or No Deal?
No.
Really?
No, not really? In like 20 years.
So you don't watch white people do porno or white people do game shows?
No. All right,
go ahead. I bet you watch Steve Harvey Family Feud.
Love it. Uh-huh. So.
Hey.
So I get on stage. I do the whole, hey guys, we got a special guest. If you don't mind, keep your cameras down. No videoing. Of course, every comedian in Orlando took a picture of him on stage. I told him not to. I said, you guys are going to enjoy this. The host of America's Got Talent, Howie Mandel. I introduced him exactly like that. They went bananas.
I'm sure they did, yeah.
He's supposed to do five. He does like 12 minutes. I didn't know Howie Mandel cussed. I thought he was a clean comic. Oh my God. He was so dirty.
I didn't know he's still... I mean, obviously. Well, I didn't know he was still dirty. I know back in the day.
Okay,
He was kind of clean before.
He almost did a lot of prop comedy.
Yeah, remember? He did the glove. That was what
the
he
glove
was
over his face.
With.
Yeah.
So anyway, he does his set.
Ken doesn't know.
He actually does. He does really good. Like he kills.
He's a famous comedian.
His closer didn't do too well because it was kind of disgusting. Yeah. It was kind of disgusting.
Like, eating ass.
No, it was like going to an OBGYN or something like that.
Why is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he said when he auditioned for Gizmo, I think he was Gizmo.
Yeah.
He said when he auditioned, the audition was right next to an OBGYN clinic. So when he's doing the Gizmo voice, it sounded the same as a woman with the yeast infection. Something like that.
And they crowded in like having their nachos.
So it's just an excuse for him to do the Gizmo voice.
So he gets off stage. Yeah. He gets off stage. I go up to bring Miguel Colon Jr. up, who's the next comedian.
When I tell you, somebody in the GYN.
He walked to the green room. Every comedian sitting in the back of the comedy club ran to the green room to take a picture with Howie Mandel.
Dude.
I'm talking about they were lined up in the green room to take a picture with Howie Mandel.
I'm watching Facebook and I'm seeing picture of Howie Mandel. And I go to Kermit and this is what I sent to Kermit. I go, are you get ready to dump some commentary that I'm about to do, Crespo? Mark it. I go, what is it? I go, y'all done sucking on Howie's dick yet? Y'all can probably post those pics on Pornhub, bunch of thirsty bitches. Every comic is grabbing Howie Mandel and doing the same pose that a porn star does when she's about to do like a gangbang. They're like this.
And if you show, I get it. But if you were on the show,
you're just there hanging out.
Yeah, but the thing that killed me was comics was like, oh my God. Sometimes you just never know what's gonna happen at a comic club. Like I'm sitting there, I said, half y'all can't name a Howie Mandel joke.
Yeah,
I can name one. Can I name one? My favorite Howie Mandel joke.
What is it?
It's also a visual joke, so I'll describe it. He did a Madison Square Garden in the round. Uh-huh. We had the round stage in the middle, so he could see everyone around him 360. Uh-huh. And then he just prop comic. He pulled a stick out of his thing of props, and then he walked around the stage just shaking it at the crowd. And he says, "My manager says that he will put me in front of so many people I couldn't shake a stick at that. But look, I'm proving him wrong." And he was shaking the stick.
That's Gallagher.
No, well, I mean, it's Gallagher style joke. No, that was Harry Mandel. It is a Gallagher style joke, though, or
but,
Carrot Top.
But
I can name one. I want my picture happiness. With Harry Mandel.
I understood their happiness. I wasn't mad at him, but once all the pictures started flowing, I said, I'm going to put my picture on Twitter. I'm not putting my face. So, but it was still dope. You know what I mean? It was dope for a celebrity comedy pop. No, and I'm busting everybody balls. I probably would have ran to the back too.
I get it. You guys need attention. Yeah. You need to feel important.
But he stuck around. He went out to the open mic, which I felt bad for him.
Yeah. I heard he tried to purchase a joke. So yeah. What?
I don't know about that.
I heard he tried to purchase a joke.
I don't know about that.
He liked the joke. He goes up to the kid and... he goes, hey, I want to buy that joke from you. And the kid tells him no. And then my guy tells me why he said no. It's because that kid lifted that joke from YouTube.
Oh, wow. So it's on his
So at least he had the dignity not to sell a joke that he stole.
Man, that's funny.
But still confess of lifting a joke and telling it on stage. Yeah. I don't know who the kid is. But
did he tell Howie that? Hey, I stole it from YouTube.
No. I'm not sure. I think they told me that, but whatever.
I hate a lot of them.
You care too much. That's your problem, Kenneth. You have a heart of gold. You got to be black heart like me, baby.
Not the past couple weeks, Pedro. I've been very evil.
That's because you went vegan, bro. I'm
very evil, man.
You went vegan. You stopped eating that.
Are you
meat.
Low on protein? Is that what's going on?
No, I put protein in the shake I drink.
The shake's okay. Yeah, there you go.
In the NutriBullet shake.
But you're doing vegan, though, so it's not whey protein, right?
No, I do fish, though.
Pescatarian.
Yeah, pescatarian. As I tell my wife, Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Well, so what do you do for protein?
What's your
shake?
Breakfast?
It's a protein.
What's
your breakfast?
But it's not a whey protein, though.
Nah.
Well, what is it, then?
Some I got from GNC.
Just some other crap.
Yeah, something from GNC.
What do you do for breakfast?
What's your breakfast? A kale and some fruit and stuff in the NutriBullet and with a drop of the protein.
I do this thing called muscle egg.
I can't eat eggs, though.
You can't?
No eggs.
Why?
It's not part of the Presbyterian diet.
Oh, that's right. I forget. Right, never mind.
Eggs is for bitch. And I'm kidding. Now, but the past few weeks, I just started this. But Pedro, I got to the point where I was just trying so hard to help people that can't be helped. And I was over it. But now I'm mean. Now everybody think I'm the mean guy.
You never will be as mean as apparently I am to people.
And
I don't talk. Here's the thing: I don't talk to them. But apparently, the reputation on me is like I'm.
And the comedian you was mean to was like he was never mean to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I got into it with a comic last night. I won't say who it was. And
did you pin him against the wall?
Nah, I just told him.
Ken has that habit of when she gets angry, he'll put the hands on a comic, and then I'll get the call. Like I could be fresh out of surgery. And I'll get the call.
Yeah, I did call you fresh out of surgery. And I came to the hospital to hang
came
out with
to the you. Hospital and just to vent. And I'm there with the oxygen in my nose. Ken. I'm like Don Corleone, his deathbed. Ken, you just got to let it go. Let them drown.
And I'm letting them drown now. I'm too old. I was talking to Akeem on my way over here.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm too old for this, man. What are you up to all for this shit?
Yeah, Lethal Weapon, baby.
I'm too old for this, man. So I've come to the point now, I just cut him off. Now.
You can't. Don't help him, dude. Let him figure it out. I brought Ken here because we don't have Dan. And I figured, let's talk a little bit about sports and whatever happened around here. And we'll figure it out.
Yeah, man.
And
you know the biggest sports story. LeBron to the Los Angeles Lakers.
You're a Lakers fan.
The GOAT, bruh.
It's
and the only reason I'm saying he the GOAT because you hate Michael Jordan.
I hate Michael Jordan, but I can separate. Here's the problem that a lot of NBA people and NBA. Are you gonna watch the NBA this year? Because a lot of people are protesting.
Man, nobody's gonna protest the NBA. They said the same thing a couple years ago when Kevin Durant signed with the Golden State Warriors, and the NBA is the most watched it's ever been in 25 years.
Dude, it's great.
Come on, man.
It's great. These monsters.
Yeah, everybody always. I'm not gonna watch. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
You will.
You're gonna really root for what? For Memphis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. You wouldn't go. You wouldn't fly to Memphis.
Now, I did stop getting Papa John's pizza, but I'm not gonna stop.
Did you stop eating Papa John's
pizza? I stopped eating Papa John's, man.
Wait.
Not because of the N-word thing.
You were eating it before?
Papa John's is my favorite pizza, bro. Man. I love Papa John's, bro.
Let's stop fronting, people. I love Papa John's. Let's stop fronting, people.
I'm going to your pizza party.
That garlic sauce and that green pepper. That come on,
so you're saying the things that aren't the pizza.
Crespo.
So you're pointing out the things that aren't the pizza.
Crespo.
Yeah. Okay.
Crespo.
I can put that garlic sauce in anything. It's terrible. It's terrible.
But now I don't even think Papa John's is that bad. I would say rank the pizzas. Little Caesars, hands down, is the worst pizza.
Little Caesars
is like a piece of toast with ragu sauce.
Jet's pizza. You ever had Jet's pizza?
See, that's too urban. I don't even know what Jet. I'm talking about
pizza in white neighborhoods.
Toast.
No, Jets.
What the hell is Jet Pizza?
Yeah, it's terrible. Okay, well, chain. Well, Jets is a chain, but
Little Caesars to me is the lowest.
Pizza Hut is the worst.
Pizza Hut is next.
Then I get Little Caesars.
Okay, to me, I got Little Caesars, followed by Pizza Hut.
All right.
I'll give Papa John's. I think Domino's
is the best.
It's the best one.
Domino's is so good.
Somehow they find a way to toast that pepperoni.
Dude, they've changed that recipe. That new recipe they got. Yeah. Every time I leave the improv, or not now, I order Domino's pizza, pick it up, and I'm eating it as I'm driving home.
See?
That's probably why I feel like crap somewhere.
But so you have Pizza Hut lower. Remember when Pizza Hut was good?
Yeah,
dude. Remember when Pizza Hut was a restaurant?
Yeah, Pizza Hut, go in and sit down. Then we would eat our food in the run.
Spaghetti. You get the spaghetti.
Yeah, we would run up out of pizza. You know how many times I ran out of Pizza Hut, bro?
You ate and run out of Pizza Hut?
I don't care, man.
That's so hobo.
Yeah, so I don't mess with Papa John's no more, man.
Tough.
Yeah, I was working with Ali Sadiq this weekend, and he had the funniest Papa John joke. And he just does new material all the time.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just need to know the context of how the N-word was used.
Yeah.
He's like, I just need to know, like, because you're on a conference call. You just can't say, you got to be like, hey, N-word.
I don't want these N-words eating my pizza. He didn't say that.
He was like, you can't be like, hey, N-words, Domino's catching up to us. Hey, you N-words using too much cheese. Like, what was the context
of this? He said, Colonel Sanders said N-word.
And y'all ate chicken.
Yeah, and it didn't stop it.
Yeah. But so he shouldn't have said it.
But here's the thing. That Papa John's dude leaned heavy Republican.
Yeah.
So they were just waiting for him to slip up with something and have people do that fake outrage.
I had real outrage.
And out there. I think
Free Mr. Clark.
I think the Popeye's chicken lady is more racist than Papa John's.
How?
Dude, that's the most... Okay, honey.
That's how black women in the South talk, bro.
Dude.
That is how 100% how black women in the South talk.
Man, that's like a live version of the Aunt Jemima syrup
commercial. Not at all, bro.
You like shrimp? It's like, come on, man.
That's how black women in the South. You wouldn't know it. You ain't from the South, bro.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, where you from?
You know where he's from.
Yeah. I'm from New York.
Ah, there you go.
Raised in Puerto Rico, so I have island.
Hold on, so that's a lot of in New York, but raised in Puerto Rico. Yeah. See, I didn't know. I thought it was the opposite.
No, it was my
usually
parents
it's the reverse. Opposite. Yeah, usually
it's typically it's the opposite. My parents did the reverse Puerto Rican thing.
The reverse move.
We lived in the greatest city in the world, and then they go, "Ah, let's go to Puerto Rico," which is the greatest island in the world. Let me just put it out there: Hawaii number two.
Well, I'm excited about LeBron.
Are you? Of course.
I am. I'm a Laker fan. I'm excited about LeBron.
Of course.
Which I had to fight my Laker fandom with people. Like, I had to actually, like, I ain't never seen you post nothing about the Lakers. Yeah, because they suck for the last 5 years. Yeah. Who posts about their team being awful, except for Orlando City soccer fans?
Oh, you just said that because I'm wearing the shirt, you son of a bastard.
Y'all be 0-13. Y'all still be like, at the game.
I love it.
At the game.
You support it till you die. I'm a Knicks fan. Till I die.
I'm a Mets fan. They're brutal this year. They are brutal this year. I'm a Mets fan.
And there's nothing worse than a Knicks fan, bro.
I'm a Knicks fan too, but
I die hard till the end. Yo,
but I was also a Magic fan for years, but Ken, I can't support the DeVos family anymore.
What do you have more respect for? somebody that jumps from team to team?
Oh, no, 100% for who would they team
or
forever.
You ride your team to the end.
Dude, when the year the Panthers went to the Super Bowl, when Denver beat us in the Super Bowl, I had an argument with a guy. He said, you a bandwagon Panthers fan? I said,
no.
How? Everybody was like, no, he's not king. I ain't never seen you post. So, because I didn't post on social media, this dude went through all my posts and found one post about the Panthers and said, this only thing I ever seen you post. Like, what?
Why would he even bother to do a search?
You know how diehard... This is how diehard of a fan Ken is, and this is...
For which team are we talking about?
Carolina Panthers.
Ken made a bet with somebody at an open mic when he first started against the Carolina Panthers, and if he lost, he had to go on stage in his underwears and socks and do a set. He lost, and there's a picture out there of what looks like a ground wire with... with underwear and so white mean. And white ankle, like all the way to the calf socks. It's hilarious. But he did it, and
was
that's
it,
when I knew
it was a good set. Do you remember?
I don't even remember the set. It was just so funny. It was Ricky, the Browns.
Oh, Browns versus Panthers.
Yeah, Browns versus the Panthers. So I'm arguing with this guy, and I'm like, Carolina's not a bandwagon team. Green Bay, Dallas.
Pittsburgh.
Like Pittsburgh. Those are bandwagon franchises.
But you know, but you gotta understand, when those teams played, there's only like six teams in the league. So then you have all these other states that they gotta follow something.
Well, I grew up a 49ers fan.
My father's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I grew up a 49ers fan because we didn't have a pro football team. When we got a to me, pro football is regional. You usually root for your team regionally. Mm-hmm. Basketball, you root for the player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I became a Laker fan because when I first met my father, I walked into his house. He was watching the Lakers game, and Bob McAdoo, who played for the Lakers, my cousin, is playing. My daddy said, that's your cousin right there. I said, all right. A Lakers fan ever since.
Wow.
Been a Lakers fan ever since.
Better, I got better reason than most people.
I had to fight my Laker fandom with people online. Like,
hey, they've been terrible for a while.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, so you're good to go.
5 years.
For now, you're good.
I wish I could remember when I became a fan of the teams. But my earliest memory is watching the NBA draft and seeing the Knicks win the lottery and draft Patrick Ewing. And
oh, the cold envelope?
That's not true. It's not true. And I remember, and I used to have Patrick Ewing posters and everything like that.
That team was amazing.
And when I played basketball, my game was a little bit more Patrick Ewing. I used to shoot from the baseline. I love playing defense more than offense kind of thing. That's what I like, the griminess. And there's no defense now in the NBA. But people still watch the games. The games are great.
Yeah, because they like to score. It was kind of like baseball in the 90s and early 2000s with steroids.
Baseball now, actually.
I haven't honestly watched since the 90s. Well, that's fair. In the steroid era when we were getting 25 home runs a game.
Yeah. Early 2000s.
People like that.
But in the last few years, then you might find it's interesting. In the last few years, because I'm a baseball fan, there has been an uptick in home runs for the last two or three years.
You need to start checking blood?
No, it's not that, because they're more rigorous than ever with the performance enhancing
stuff. It's the vegan diet.
It's the baseballs. Rawlings changed the way they made the baseballs, and the material they use on the inside is more reactive. The balls are
spongier?
Yeah, they're spongier. So now, you know how they call the 20s is the dead ball era? Because the way the balls were, they were denser, they were harder.
It used to be slate.
Because all the materials used for World War I, so they would just throw rocks, and that was the dead ball era. This is considered right now where we're in the live ball era, because the balls are juiced. The balls themselves are juiced, so we're getting more home runs than we have in years. And it's because, exactly what you said, fans like scoring.
They want to watch. Do you really watch a baseball game on TV?
It's been a while since I watched baseball. I don't have the time to watch anything on TV. So, but my 20s.
I don't know who watches baseball anymore.
Whenever the Mets would go and play the Marlins, that was my only opportunity to watch live baseball.
But I'm a Mets fan. But they're worth so much money. Like, these teams are worth so much money, but the stadiums are empty. Yeah, so it has to be TV revenue. It has to be 100% TV.
A lot of teams have their own stations. The Yankees have...
Well, that's what they said. That was the thing about the Yankees. They have so big SNY. Advantage was in the 90s, how they won so many championships and got so many players. They had their own television station.
Yes.
Well, no, it wasn't in the 90s.
You're talking about the late 90s.
That TV station started in
No, it was around the 90s.
No, it started... Yes Network started in the 2000s.
No, Yes was there. I was living in New York at the time, man.
Yeah, you were in Puerto Rico. So
no.
You were in Puerto Rico. I was in Staten Island. Come on, bro. Charlotte.
I worked at Fox. And when the Yes Network started, hold up.
You worked where?
At Fox, yeah.
Sell out.
I know, but it was before. It was before it got real.
Before it got fair.
Oh, please. You're not going to watch the Fox pregame show with Michael Strahan and everything like that?
No, man. Michael Strahan gap makes me mad. Like you got all that money. You ain't going to get an Invisalign.
You're going to watch football this
I'm never going to stop watching football. See? Stuff like that doesn't make me quit.
Are you going to kneel? Are you going to kneel at the anthem?
Dude, I'm a veteran.
Sell out.
I'm a veteran, man.
Sell out.
I can't.
For that freedom and you're going to deny it to them?
Yeah. No, I'm not denying it. You can kneel.
So
you
hate.
Want.
Oh, you're okay with kneeling.
No, I'm 100% okay with kneeling.
I think you actually talked about this last time.
Yeah, we did. A kneel away, bro. You can kneel all you want.
Don't do it in front of me.
No, you can do it in front of me, too. If anybody gets mad at you, I beat them up before I say anything to you. That's you're right as an American, bro. I will whoop your ass if you get upset. And you know, I did the poll on Facebook. I said, honestly, any veteran, I asked all the vets, if you're a veteran, if this does this really bother you? And only one veteran said it didn't like it. Larry Silver.
White guy. It was a white guy.
Yeah.
Who?
Larry
Silver?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a white guy.
He was just a veteran?
I think he was in the Navy.
Yeah,
one veteran.
And how many, out of how many you think? 10, 20, 30, 40 people responded?
No, it was that thing got to 300 comments.
God damn! And only one person.
One person.
I think most people that are offended are just, they're not even veterans. I think they're family members of veterans, and they play a lot of Call of Duty. Yeah. And
no, I think you're right the first time. There's a lot of white people who don't like to see black people.
And no offense, white people that offense, listen to the show.
Actually, no offense, white people. Take it. Okay. Yeah.
But no, it's true. Like they're not even veterans. They're not. They're just somebody. Say, well, this country, if you don't like it, then leave.
And they're not
never
protesting.
They've never fought. They've never done anything. No.
They're not protesting the flag. They're not protesting the country. It's just bringing awareness.
They just want cops to stop killing black
people. Please. They're getting away with it.
Is that too
please.
Much to ask?
Yeah, that's please. All you want. That's it. You know, you take the kid that shoot the church up to get a hamburger, but you choke out the brother in front of the store. That's it. Come on.
Yeah, it's cool. Remember Waco, Texas, the shootout at the store at the Twin Peaks restaurant, and then there's a picture of all the bikers like lined up sitting there on their phones, just hanging out in the parking lot, just chilling. People died, and they're just sitting there.
No, that's what I and people think I'm crazy about this. Just ban white people from owning guns and watch the shootings decrease.
Yeah, but then they want to throw Chicago at you.
Chicago.
That's because they're getting all their guns from the white people in the states surrounding Illinois.
No. There's a guy named Ahmed that I know. He makes those machine guns out there in the south side of Chicago.
Ahmed makes all the guns?
Yeah. Ahmed Johnson.
With the 3D printer?
Yeah, 3D printer.
It's over plastic. With that. The 3D printer, it's over
can
now.
You really shoot somebody with that?
No, you can make
the 3D printer guns are real, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's really bad.
It's like that John Malkovich movie where he has that plastic gun that he sneaks into that.
Yes, the Clint Eastwood movie, In the Line of Fire.
Yeah, I like that movie. He's a Secret Service agent.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he protects Whitney Houston and stuff.
That's a good movie.
That's Bodyguard.
Thanks for ruining the mix.
I know it's Bodyguard. Eight movies, bro. So, speaking of movies, I know we are over the place. So I was watching Bad Boys 2.
Uh-huh.
The part when they open the door for the kid. Yes. Reggie. Yo, you look 30. Like, so I tell my wife, every day I watch a movie, every day I'm like, this is the best scene in black cinema. A couple weeks ago, it was the Five Heartbeats, A Heart in the House. Then the next week, it was Della Reese and Eddie Murphy fighting.
You shot me in the pinky toe.
So this week is Bad Boys when they open the door. Like, Reggie, I know your name, Reggie. How old are you? 15? You look 30.
Like, boy, damn, look 30. Yeah.
So every week, I got a new black
suit. You ever been in jail?
He said, yo, man. No, you want to. So every week, bro, my wife like, look, okay, this your favorite scene? Yes, this is my new favorite black movie scene.
Okay, favorite black movie scene. You and me, this is our favorite movie. I may be black. I may be ugly.
But I'm here. Color Purple, bro. I do that all the time.
Gotta make. Yeah. He's about to give her the fork.
Yo, so we're in Virginia Beach this weekend, and this lady gets kicked out of the show. Spanish lady, and she's walking by. She's giving Ali Sadiq the Color Purple
fork,
but the hand.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Bitch, did you just put a spell on me?" So He has the greatest comeback I've ever heard of anybody in my life getting heckled. She was an older lady, too. He said, if my grandma was here, she would whoop your ass.
That was the comeback?
That was the comeback. Who threatened somebody with their grandma?
Somebody else's bruh, grandma?
And of course, you know, it's a 90% black show.
Yeah.
They went bananas, bro. They went, he said, if my grandma was here right now, she'll whoop your ass. Who used their grandma in a fight?
His Comedy Central special was in jail. In jail.
He did 8 years in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, for selling drugs.
Yeah,
he talks about it a lot.
I was trying to get my brother when he did his stint to, let's do some stories. So
he is like hilarious. He's one of the best storytellers I've ever worked with. And he just laid back, like how we talking right now.
Yeah.
That's his set. He just be like
Jay Oakerson, very funny. And all right, let's stop talking about
comedy. All right, let's do it. What's
damn
up?
It. Let me see what else I had on the docket here. ESPY Awards. You didn't watch the ESPY Awards?
I didn't watch it, man. But I heard that the jokes were really good. It's just the person delivering the jokes in there.
Yeah, Danica doesn't have a great delivery kind of thing. But here's the thing. You give an athlete that to do a monologue, which is very intimidating, to open to a room that's always cold. They're not very...
Yeah.
It's not like the Oscars.
Multimillionaires in there. So
it's, they don't want to be made fun of. Yeah. One of the jokes was Kawhi went to the Raptors. This guy goes to the Lakers. And Ben Simmons got...
a Kardashian. Got I read
drafted
that,
by the Kardashians. It was funny jokes. No. It was well written. And she didn't write them, people. They hired comics.
Yeah, Danica practice not at home. Danica practice ain't at the other bar open mic on Monday practicing her her set, bro.
Did you know Caitlyn Jenner, 68-year-old Caitlyn / Bruce Jenner? But Caitlyn Jenner, right? I don't want to be disrespectful.
If you don't want to be disrespectful.
Okay.
I mean, you did say midget earlier. So, okay. And it's not like you care.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, people do consider 68-year-old
Caitlyn Jenner. So, yeah. And he had his gal pal.
Say she, if you want to.
21-year-old blonde chick. I'm pretty sure she really loves him.
Yeah.
And doesn't, is there for
Yeah, she just didn't, she don't want a photo op with the Kardashians. And, she actually really cares.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing. She does look a Kardashian.
Well, I think 90% of the women on Instagram right now look a little Kardashian.
Half of them walk around trying to look like Kylie Jenner right now. They're so annoying.
It is, dude. It's like Stepford Wifes.
Kind of thing.
Really like bad. Everybody is. It's. Are you looking for that?
No, you're fine. You're good.
Oh, okay. You're looking for a Stepford Wife drop?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude. Everybody's cloning the same kind of
look. Hold on. So he got the thing to turn into a girl.
He didn't chop it off, first of all. He just dresses up.
Okay.
Can you refer to Caitlyn as a she, please?
A she.
Thank you, please.
Did she. I say it?
You keep saying he, though.
Oh, he?
Very disrespectful to do that. I'm just saying it before you're making a point about... I'm just saying, I'm sorry.
I'm not trying
to... I know it's your show. I'm just saying, please.
No, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Like you said.
I don't... Fuck this. Hold up. I knew the dude when he was on the Wheaties box. Oh, God. It takes... Listen, you commit all the way. Commit all the way.
Yeah, but speaking of, why is being on a Wheatie box? Why was that such a big thing? It's because the shittiest cereal ever.
He was the she was the first one to be the first athlete to be on the Wheatie box.
Remind me to tweet that tomorrow. I need to know why the Wheaties was the cereal of choice.
Because in 1970, whatever, he was in the Olympics.
Not just him, every athlete. Why Wheaties, though?
He was the first one, and they just took that box and be like, oh, if you make it to the Wheaties
He doesn't care about that. He cares about the fact that it's Wheaties.
Yo, it couldn't be Frosted Flakes. It couldn't be
Frosted Flakes
Crunch.
Wasn't popping.
It couldn't have been.
Ovaltine was popping back
Cheerios.
In the day.
Cheerios is as built as like healthier. Or whatever.
That's even worse.
Ovaltine,
Cheerios are disgusting.
Ovaltine was a banger back in the day, but everybody knows that Nestle Quick took over that game.
You know, I have a Wheaties box on my desk.
You eat it?
No. It has all the championship banners of North Carolina. Somebody gave it to me. It's been on my desk since I've worked at Sprint.
Do you still have the contents inside?
Yeah, it hasn't been opened. Oh. It expired in 2008.
That thing is probably, it probably tastes just like the
cardboard. Yeah, probably tastes the same. Not probably tastes the same.
Price that out on eBay?
Tastes like, no, not my Carolina stuff.
Well, just for curiosity, just so you can say, hey, that box of Wheaties is worth the $2.52.
You know what? I might just do that.
Yeah, just check it out.
Check it on eBay.
Just so you know. Yeah,
if it gets some big hits, if they say about $2.50, I'll let them have it.
Just check to see if it's already on there. Don't put it up there.
You and another thing that I'm seeing, okay, you have the Weedy Box collection thing. Did you ever collect like baseball cards or NBA cards?
NBA cards, yes.
NBA cards?
Yes.
And they're worth nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And kids don't do that anymore.
No. Kids don't do anything anymore. If it's not on the phone, they don't do it.
That's the thing. But there's cards that they collect on the phone kind of thing.
It's all digital now?
Yeah, dude. My daughter's into this. I forget what app it is, but they collect like Rick and Morty cards and Bob Burger's cards, and they trade it.
I can't get into that show.
Which one?
Rick and Morty. Because I try to watch it, and the drunk uncle, his voice annoyed me. Drunk granddaddy, or whatever he is.
Oh, right. Rick.
Oh, I couldn't even. Look, that shows I couldn't even get into it. Just everybody. Yeah, I was like, dude, you watched a whole season of this?
Yeah, dude, it's great. It's great.
That's a pretty good show.
It's a good show.
It's pretty good.
The only thing I know is the squanch.
The squanch.
Squanching, yeah.
Squanching.
So we say that at work. We probably shouldn't, but we do.
Are you squanching?
Yeah.
I'm going to squanch the squanch.
I'm squanching right now, yeah. So.
Did you watch Black Jesus on Cartoon Network?
No, but I like the dude that played Jack. Okay. Jesus. He's cool. He's in a show called Man Cave on BET.
I don't
it's
know.
It's like him tanking.
Hey, BET has The Hustle, which is the black version of The Apprentice now. Are you watching that?
Well, this is the thing, man. You talking about Grand Hustle with T.I.?
Grand Hustle. Yeah.
But that's the thing. A black dude actually came up with The Apprentice, and they NBC stole it.
Oh, wow.
I totally made that up.
Keep rocking.
Because it could be true.
I was ready to be outraged.
It could 100% be true, bro.
Oh, dude, it would have been great.
It could 100%
never like that show anyway. I was ready to be pissed about it.
Did you know a Mexican made the Hot Cheetos? He was a janitor. This is a true story. He would put chili pepper on the Cheetos, and it took off. And he went from janitor to he's like one of the big executives for the Frito Lay company.
Oh, he actually got the credit for it.
They didn't steal it from him.
Oh, okay.
Good
for him.
Yeah, I make up stuff. Like I told my wife, if I ever won like a big sum of money, like the lottery, like something like $300-400 million, I was gonna go help small businesses like The Prophet, but call myself Black Moses. That would be the name of the show. So instead of The Prophet, I would be Black Moses, and I would only help black businesses.
What would it be? Your you gotta have you know how this idiot had you're fired, and then I don't know what T.I.
Oh, the bar rescue guy is like, shut it down.
What's T.I.'s thing?
I don't know. I've never watched
Grand Hustle. You got a boy.
Yeah. No, I'll probably get there and I see how awful it is. And yo, this that bullshit. Oh, bruh. Hit him with the bruh. No, that's that bullshit.
Bruh.
Black Moses. This that bullshit.
Black Moses on BET Wednesdays at 8.
But then you know it's a black owned business, so it'd be like catfish. It'd be a catfish restaurant, soul food restaurant, car detailing, hair.
Knowing Ken's show is like Black Moses Wednesdays at 8 or 8:30.
Yo, it's gonna come on between 8 It'll and 10. Be right.
I would love BET if they had a show that starts at 8, but it actually starts around 8:07.
8:07.
Yeah.
Slightly different every week. Yeah.
You know what it is.
HBO does that all the time. Like a movie on HBO started at 8:37. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah. If you look at the guy that's like 8:30, then he put up and say, this ain't starting yet.
Who came up with this time, yo?
Ted Turner was the dude that had the TBS.
5 minutes.
The 5 minute, because you would watch 5 minutes longer, so you would miss the next show. Therefore, you're already committed for the next
show. To commit to that station. Yeah.
Wow. That's a genius thing.
Evil genius.
That's genius, bro.
But then AOL bought Time Warner, and then they kicked him out of his office.
Dang, yo. Yeah. How you get kicked out of something you start?
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Steve Jobs, Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Bro, how you get kicked out of something? Like, that's why you don't need to go public and get a board.
Just get a shareholders and stuff.
Shareholders are assholes.
They want money.
How you kick somebody off? Every time I watch Empire, they always trying to get rid of Cookie and
Lucius. I never watched one episode of Empire. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's Power.
I haven't watched Power.
I've never watched Power.
That's because no one has stars.
Empire, I watched, I think, the first three seasons, and then it just got
weird. I think this season four then. So you're not watching this season then?
I watch until the gay kid got shot.
Well, he got shot twice, and he shot somebody. So it's, it's a lot like, of this is him.
No
he's,
spoiler alert, yeah. warning by Ken or anything yeah. like that. I just stopped.
There's no context. Yeah. So I don't know what he's talking about.
I think Demi, is it Demi Moore?
Demi Moore, yeah, she's his doctor. And the daughter's
no,
on there
no,
too.
No, no, no. The other white lady then that came in to take over the empire. Is it Marissa Tomei?
Yeah, yeah. Marissa Tomei was on there too. Okay. And yeah, they end up. Spoiler alert, killing her. Yeah. But
when they had Chris.
What?
When they had. They had Chris Rock as the real gangster dad. Please.
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
Please. And his daughter's like a rapper.
She was dope.
Freda Gats is dope, yeah.
She was dope.
But people, black people complain, like, oh, why are they portraying us like this? I said, dude, have you ever watched Dynasty? And them shows is just as cutthroat, but because it's white, it's fine. But if we do something like that, oh my God.
Why you gotta be so extra?
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, can we have a black drama? Yeah. Like, ain't no more Cosby Show.
Yeah, there's no black version of This Is Us.
That's
a crazy popular show right now. But
have you watched it?
No,
I love that show.
See, Pedro loves it.
So if it is,
it's probably on O. Oprah might have it. Oprah have a show.
Okay,
like
so no one's watching O though.
Yeah,
no one's watching.
No, This
that.
Is Us is dope. You'll like that.
So where's the black version? Couple of episodes.
Did you not cry?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I can't watch it. Oh. I can't be crying all the time.
I ain't trying to cry. I'm already sad.
I'm already not eating red meat, dude. I don't need to lose any more water.
I need to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
He's on the precipice of weakness.
Yeah, man.
On a daily basis, iron deficiency. He's got to. Not crying.
All right, what's next? What's
hold on, because there was something that we were talking about.
We were talking about Papa John's.
We're talking about Papa John's and starting black businesses, helping black businesses.
Black Moses. Black Moses. It'll be soul food.
Isn't Black Moses so redundant,
bro? Ain't that?
Well, first of all, I just signed up for college, so I don't know what redundant
bro.
Means, yo.
What is it? What's the thing, bro?
This bullshit,
bro. This bullshit. Yeah.
I just signed up for college, so you gotta explain redundant.
Redundant.
It has to be bro, dot, 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 this bullshit.
Redundant means it's like large giants. Like, you don't have to say the giant is large. You know he's large because he's a giant.
Well, yeah. It's Black Moses because I'm leading my people to the promised land.
Yeah, but I'm saying Moses is already black, though.
Yeah.
Wait,
hold up. Well, which Bible?
It's Moses, like saying black Jesus.
Which Bible are we talking about?
Unless you're going Moses Malone, Moses is redundant.
Yeah.
But Moses, everybody knows, is Charlton Heston when he fought the monkeys.
Or Christian Bale.
Christian Bale was Moses?
Exodus.
Nobody watched that movie.
Exodus, Gods and Kings. I swear I watched it.
You never watched it. But you forced yourself to watch.
What's it called? No, I went so willingly, man. God, it was really Scott.
Who else is Moses?
There are other Moses.
Val Kilmer in that cartoon movie.
The animated one? Yeah. There's an animated one.
And a bunch of Moses. But the true Black Moses is
Moses Malone,
the dude that sang Shaft.
Karl Malone.
Moses Jones.
No, the black guy sang Shaft.
There's not many black people named
Chef.
Moses.
Chef.
Chef from South Park?
Yeah, but what is his...
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, he was called Black Moses in the 70s.
Yeah,
that's why I got the name from Black Moses.
Yeah, that's right. No, his album was called Black Moses.
Yeah.
There's not many black people named Moses.
Because it's a Jewish name.
Nobody's named Moses anymore.
Right?
Yeah, nobody's using Moses or Ebenezer or...
What is...
Hilda.
Hilda.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel.
Gertrude.
What is the most popular black name right now?
Deshaun? Anything with La.
Sean.
Wakanda.
La, Da, Ta.
T'Challa.
T'Challa might be a good one.
Yeah, man.
There will be. Wait.
I'm trying to get Angel to name his daughter Jazeera. Like Al Jazeera. He said, yo, I need a name. I said, Jazeera. He said, like the TV station? Like, yeah, totally, bro. Oh, well, we're trying to get the lady that manages the improv name her baby after me and Pedro.
Yeah.
Kendro Bain.
Kendro
Bain.
That sounds Japanese. sounds fun. I like it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you lucky.
Oh, you. Oh,
sushi. Sushi.
Oh, you are Howie Mandel.
Oh, right. You like it. You take your picture with Howie Mandel.
You know, shake a hand.
No.
You go, no, shake a hand.
You didn't know he was a germaphobe?
Dude, didn't disrespectful.
You have, so, do you have no baseline for Howie Mandel at all other than like you some remember dude Howie Mandel on when he had AGT?
Hair? No, I didn't remember he had hair. Yeah. I just know him from, what's the little kid show?
Bobby's World.
My Bobby's World.
But he's so you didn't know him from something.
I didn't know him, but I didn't know his
he
background.
Had hair back then.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's also the voice. It's not like you see the hair as he's talking like
Bobby. But I didn't know that about him, man. So I know he, because he was looking at me like, hey, I don't shake hands. And I tried to shake his hand like 15 times until finally I was like, yo, Hurley, why this dude won't shake my hand? He's like, he's a germaphobe.
Why don't he love me? Why don't he want my handshake?
No, for real. I really was like, yo, this dude ain't shaking my hand. What the fuck is the problem?
Meanwhile, this guy's like, man, this guy doesn't know that I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah, I didn't know, man.
He's probably the world's most famous
germaphobe. But he hugged Preacher.
Yeah. Yo, that's, so I'm telling him I'm Preacher's brother. How? I said, he's my brother. But how? You don't have the same last name. I said, we're black. Black people don't have the same last name. Different I said, daddies. We got different daddies. That's what I told him. But then I finally, Crystal, of course, like, they're not brothers. They're just really good friends. It's like, thank you, Crystal, for ruining this joke.
That could have been your ticket to America's Got Talent. Dude, next
I was telling all them comments. I said, y'all back here kiss the Howie Mandel ass. He ain't going to remember none of us tomorrow, bro. Mm-hmm. None of
remember,
us.
Remember, I don't remember the same thing when Gallagher went to the open mic.
Oh, my God.
The Gallagher torture, effect. Torture, bro.
Was
the
Gallagher was pre-crazy right wing or post-crazy?
No, it was, he was already gone.
Yeah,
he was already
gone. Oh, it was torture,
too. The different way Howie Mandel and Gallagher is, we would be talking, Gallagher would come into the circle will disband, the circle will create at another spot, Gallagher will go there, the circle will disband.
Oh my gosh.
Like everybody's avoiding.
No one wants to hang out with Gallagher. He's a psychopath.
He was so, and then corny. He followed us to Ale House.
Ale House.
Because we would go to Ale House after open mic. That was the hangout. He followed us there. And then, so that Saturday, he had a show at Crown Plaza. I said, I'm going to go. It was sold out. It's 200, 300
people. Yeah, of course. People want to see the hammer different. To the watermelon.
Oh, my God. It was 3.5 hours, bro.
What?
That show was 3.5. And people sat through it.
He was on stage for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but he had some openings. And then at the end, he did some comedy. And then he just smashed stuff.
Yeah,
2 hours. Like,
just kept doing it.
That was comedy.
They were waiting for the everybody's just sitting there for the watermelon thing to be smashed.
And he couldn't. And he's so weak, he couldn't do it anymore. So he would bring people on stage to smash the watermelon.
Oh, pick up the hammer for me,
dude. That was comedy in the 80s. That was stand-up comedy, yo. People smashing fruit and getting paid. Like,
if you Google Gallagher, like some like Gallagher review, concert in Spanish. Like 4 or 5 years ago, he did a show out in California, in L.A., where he wanted to do a Spanish comedy show. And it was essentially he was saying, like, I'm going to do a show in Spanish, but then he was just, like, being racist. And someone reviewed it. Like, generally went to it and reviewed it, I think, for the L.A. Times. Mm-hmm. So if you Google that, like, Gallagher concert review Spanish L.A. Times, maybe.
Uno Estrella.
It's an amazing, amazing read about a what sounds like an insane night of, quote, comedy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, which sounds like
do you know the story about Gallagher? He had a twin brother.
Yeah, I heard that.
Gallagher, too.
Yeah, Gallagher, too.
I also know Black Gallagher, so...
Sold his act to his brother. Told him, yeah, you can do the show, just don't do that.
Gallagher's awesome.
Man. Gallagher 3. Shooting the mic.
So, come on. What the top 3 greatest sketch comedy shows of all time?
Top.
The
Chappelle Show?
Yeah.
Easy. Yes. I would put it like one of the, I would say.
I got In Living Color, Saturday Night Live, then Chappelle Show.
Saturday Night Live gets dinged just for being around for so long. It's going to have so many bad seasons.
You know what Saturday Night Live is? Saturday Night Live is like, name your favorite rapper, and it's Tupac and Biggie. So everybody knows it's going to be up there. But the cool thing about Saturday Night Live now is to hate Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So
Hey, I was hating on the way before it was cool. In Living Color also went a little too long.
Yes.
Chappelle Show ended early, so sort of like a James Dean situation.
In Living Color got bad when Keenan left. when Keenan left
with the contract stuff.
Yeah,
well, he was a driving force.
Yeah, it was just terrible.
It was the contract stuff.
Meanwhile, Chappelle ends after two seasons,
and that third season don't really.
But that was because that was a garbage.
Do your homework and listen to the interview. Especially, there's a Neil Brennan interview with Joe Rogan way back, like 4 years ago, and they talk about how the network was trying to divide and conquer. It's all a money kind of thing.
Always money.
And that's a fame. It's some people adjust well to the fame, and then some people just fall apart. Key and Peele, I thought it was a great.
I probably watched two episodes.
I really enjoyed it. It's really good.
I thought it was well done, and it lasted just the right amount. I think they did three seasons.
Then they were out. I like how they're like A to C comedy is really good. Whenever a skit starts, it's like you think you know where it's gonna end, and then they never end where you think they're gonna. Well, most of the time. Speaking of a show that ended. Even maybe early,
okay,
at the right time, maybe early. I really enjoyed the Kroll Show. You guys ever watch that? The Kroll Show?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he had one on Comedy Central.
Pennsylvania.
It was ridiculous. I really like that one.
Nick Kroll.
But he only did three seasons, and then he ended. He was like, you know what,
I thought the Chris Rock Show, but it wasn't really sketch. It was more of a interview with sketches on.
No, but that okay. So Chris Rock Show, that's where they had Louis C.K. as one of the head writers. Yeah, and stuff like that.
I was watching Comedians in Cars, and Seinfeld was talking to a bunch of different comics, and they were doing a thing where Chris Rock was writing a movie, and he invited Louis C.K. Who used to be the head writer, Tina Fey, and a bunch of other comics to help him write a movie. He paid them $5,000, and they gave him a Rolex watch, and in it, it said, "Thanks for helping me, motherfucker." And Tina Fey was like, you gotta imagine that they took that to the engraver and was like, "Hey, Mr. Rock wants you to engrave, motherfucker."
Hey, the phone call goes real crazy. And it's in New York, so there's a Jewish guy on the other line.
Sorry for dropping the MF too, by the way.
That's
right. So I had to for the joke.
No, you have to be accurate.
Which, by the way, is like, do you watch that? Have you watched Comedians in Cars?
I watch a couple of episodes.
I love it, man. I think one of my favorite ones is Seinfeld talking about Chris Rock, how he explains everything in sports analogy. And he says, Steph Curry is just Allen Iverson with two parents. I don't know why that is so funny to me.
You gotta watch the earlier episodes and stuff like that. The one with Kramer.
I've watched it. My drive up to Virginia Beach, I just put on Comedians in Cars and watched
it. Here's my favorite Chappelle joke, and you can watch it on YouTube, where he says, this is where I knew that I was 30% black, 70% comedian. When Kramer went and did the show at the comedy club in LA, where he drops the N-bomb all over the place, the 30% of him was offended. But the 70% comedy side of him is like, ooh, he's having a bad set. you get him next time, Kramer.
It's true, man. Like, you know, like 30%, you're like black. Like, yo, man, if I see Kramer, I'm telling you, dog, I'm killing him. But then the comedy was like, yo, he must have been bombing,
bro. That was a bad set.
He must have been bombing. Because when you bombing and that crowd turn on you, you be like, yo, you, your kid, think, your wife, your mom, go off.
I think Chappelle said something. It was like, and you can imagine him in the green room going, I'll get him next show. I'll get him next. There's no next show.
And he ain't done nothing since.
Well, he wasn't a stand-up. Yeah. He was always a performer.
That was him trying stand-up essentially for the first time.
It's what happened. Jeremy Piven is doing stand-up now.
Ugh.
What is it? There's a lot of guys from Saturday Night Live that do stand-up. And what they typically do is, Chris Kattan, they'll go and they'll ask a lot of the local comics to come out. So the comedy club be like, hey, come do a set. You're not getting get paid. And they'll fill in the time. And Chris Kattan is just like the host of this cornucopia of comedy there. And he's the one that's getting paid.
Yeah, but why comedy? Why they all fall onto this?
It's the easiest thing, dude.
But it's not.
It's not, but it's the easiest thing. All you got to do is talk. Steve-O ate goldfish on TV. Mm-hmm. and he does stand up.
Mm-hmm.
It's
easy to start and get
all you
got to
do.
All you got to do is show an open mic.
All these concussed wrestlers are going up there and they're doing stand up comedy and just telling stories. There's some and here's the thing. I don't hate on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it, but I just don't know. It's not as easy as you guys think.
It's not easy to do it. It's easy to get into it and get started. It's a lot like podcasting.
That's
why everyone has a podcast and 90% of them are terrible.
It's the hardest, easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
If you're funny, the thing is, if you're not funny, honestly, in regular conversations and stuff like that, how are you going to translate that into general conversation? And that's the hardest thing to do. Public speaking is the hardest thing, is the biggest fear out of all of them. And then to do a joke that you can encompass all masses, black, whites, Hispanic, Asians, male, females, old, young, and get them together to laugh at your point of view of doing the of your story of the way you're gonna walk them through it, and they trust you and be like, oh yeah,
that's funny. I get it. Yeah, I went through that too. How you went through it, but I went through it. And they laugh.
I just like seeing, and you can tell the new guys on it because they start with abortion jokes.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Mentally handicapped jokes.
Tinder jokes.
Oh, the last three guest spots I've had on my shows, each one of them done 5 to 7 minutes of masturbation.
Yeah, abortion jokes.
Which to me, this, and I tell every comic this, and they told me I should use it as a joke. I said, you set up then did 7 minutes of masturbation. What's funny about have you ever masturbated and got finished and just bust out laughing? Never. You've normally looked in the mirror like, yo, I'm an awful human being.
Yes. Dude, you get that guilt. You be like, what am I doing?
You sitting there, you all disgusting and
I'm
lotion everywhere. Yeah. And you sitting and
I'm X years old, yo, and I'm doing this?
Some girl who's probably on drugs, who's been stolen from her family, and we're watching sex with this chick.
Don't put that evil on me. Another great moment in black cinema.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, and then I tell him in comics, and when you're done, you just like, let me go write a joke about this.
Let me write five minutes about this.
Like, it's not even funny. Like, nothing about that is funny, bro.
I got a tight five. I'm jacking off.
You ever had cum on on your index finger, and then you smell it a week later?
But hey, man, I'm the bad guy now for telling people.
You never be the bad guy. I will always be the. Remember this, Kingpin. I will always be the bad guy.
All right, man.
You will always be the good guy, even though Ken is a bully. Honestly, I've never met somebody. That if a guy bombs on stage, the second they're on the radius of Ken will just, what happened, bro? You bomb? And just to hurt feeling, I'm there just drink, but I'm the bad guy. I'm the one that starts everything.
Does your Twitter bio still say Dream Killer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in my bio.
Just checking.
Kingstigator. I had a guy get beat up at the other bar, by my instigation. The bouncer put his.
He's in town.
Is he?
Yeah, he was at the other open mic last night. I told him to come by Monday.
I should have swung by.
Yeah, he's gonna be at the other bar Monday.
Is he? I'll swing by on Monday and see him.
I love that kid, dude. I was so happy to see him. His beautiful daughter, by the way, he brought his daughter. You know, he got a mixed kid.
You gonna fight with his daughter?
Huh?
You gonna fight with his daughter?
No. What?
No, nobody will fight this guy. He's crazy.
He's
a little nuts.
Ken's trying to make peace with him, and he's a little bit militant.
Very militant, bro.
And what kind of militant?
Like, he's black power everything, but only dates fat white women.
Oh, okay.
Nat X militant.
Yeah. Listen to a lot of Dead Press.
Yeah.
So then I'm seeing this, and I just chime in from the bleacher and be like, yeah, that's effed up, Miller. Why's he got? Because he's black. That's why. And he hurt. And then he got real, like, boom. And the bouncer's trying to tell him, sorry, time
and,
to
and,
go.
And just to let you know, the bouncer's like 5'3".
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like 6'3". He's
a little bouncer. A little bouncer.
Bigger guy.
Gotta be careful of those little guys, though.
Man. Yeah. Well, as the bouncer's trying to drag him out, the bouncer trips. The guy falls on top of him. And then I guess the owner thought that he was fighting. The owner thought
he was fighting, and he runs out and he
puts the knee on his neck.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a, and then the owner comes in and says, does this happen every Monday? I was like, well, we made a lot of money. You know,
check that register.
Yeah, this man. Right. But yeah, he's one of those militant. And you ever notice the most militant black men love white women? The most pro-black, Black Lives Matter type dude date white women.
Do they see it as like, I'm taking one from them?
another greatest moments in black cinema. I'm gonna get you, sucker. Yeah.
Oh, with the
my Nubian queen! She's the Swedish blonde.
I'll tell you, every time I see a black or a black woman, a black female that's so like mad pro black, yo, it has a white husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Yeah.
Some bean pie.
But I'm sitting over here. Ken's not really that black. He's kind of white. And my wife was Miss Atlanta. Went to Clark Atlanta University. She was
your named, wife was Miss Atlanta?
Yeah, Sean was Miss AUC.
Oh.
All the black colleges in Atlanta. Oh, okay. Yeah, for 3 years in a row.
Shut up.
No lie. I got the tiara and the crown at the house. She tells me about it all the time. Trust me. I married the blackest of black women I can marry, but I'm white.
Does she put the tiara on when she wants to win an argument?
She's like, no, she just wins.
Yeah. I win.
If it wasn't for Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, she wins arguments. So I always laugh at that when people are like, kid acts white. Yeah, but I got the blackest wife ever. But all these pro-black dudes out here, you know, just messing with white women.
That's a sterile.
If you know what I mean. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's an inside joke for me and Pedro.
All right, how much time you got? Are we good?
Oh, we're over an hour.
Oh, we're over an hour?
Yeah.
You want to keep going or you want to?
Hey, man.
You got to go home.
I got to work at 5 in the morning, but let's keep talking. Let's, you got me for another 20 minutes.
Let's do like 10 more minutes and then we'll chime in. Did you see that your homeboy, the Russian lover, wants to change Air Force One?
To do what with it?
Red, white, and blue. He wants to gaudy it up.
Yeah, I've been on Air Force One.
Have you?
Yeah, man. When I worked in the White House, yeah, we had to set the network up on Air Force One, the internet.
Please tell me how dope
it's,
Air Force
is,
One.
It is better than any mansion that you'll see in MTV Cribs.
Really?
It is beautiful. I never got to fly on it. We flew military air. It's top of the line. He's the president of the free world, the leader of the free world. Like, what you thought he was flying in the Allegiant? He's flying in the backward Southwest seat.
Do you want a pillow, Mr. President? That would be $7.
Now, it's a beautiful plane. It's beautiful. And from what I hear, it for some reason, there's never any turbulence on it.
How is that?
I don't know how that's even possible, but a friend of mine, he said, dude, I've flown that plane 20 times. I've never experienced turbulence.
Is it the pilot?
I don't know if it's a pilot or maybe they just get to fly where there's no turbulence.
They can fly anywhere.
Yeah, they're but you know, I get on Southwest flight and it's just it's
like they try to break your spine.
It's somebody put the plane in a slingshot and shot us from one city to the other. Yo, are you guys ready? Yeah. Is this the Angry Bird slingshot? And you're just flying to your next city and you're Air Force One. Yeah. And dude, I would say
if you got a herniated disc when that plane lands, you're in a wheelchair.
You get off that motherfucker straight Christopher Reeves, bro.
What happened? Did you fall off a horse? No, I was on Southwest flight from Jersey to Boston.
Oh, did they do the slingshot thing? Yeah, they did. Yeah, totally did the slingshot. Well, I mean, they won't change it. You know, that's Trump is out of here soon. So.
Soon?
Oh, yeah. He's not getting reelected. I can't see it. I can't see it, bro. If he and I'm not even a politics guy because I voted Republican and Democrat.
Yeah,
I can't see it. I just can't see it, bro. I don't know who's gonna beat him.
It's comical.
It's comical.
It's comical.
It's comical.
I laugh.
That's where we are as a nation.
Here's the part that I laugh at is that everybody's like, he's doing so good. It's like, dude, you're still the same level broke.
Same.
I've been that's why electing a president doesn't really affect anything to me. It does more to the image of the United States, if anything, because we right now our image is just
okay. So how old were you when you really start making money at a job, like a salary type job?
For me, I was in my 20s.
Okay, so you how old now?
42.
So 22 years. Has 22 anything years. Changed for you since for every president?
No.
Okay, yeah. So there we go. No.
Only, so, but I know a recession went, I mean, a recession happened, but there's nothing that I could have done. Nothing I could have done to stop it.
Nothing. So, and like I said, I'm not a political guy. So if anybody listens to this part, me and Pedro are both non-political guys. Yeah. I can't speak for Chris Crespo. He might be very political. No, Chris, I don't know. Crespo, he may have an American flag on the back, on his back.
It's upside down.
Upside down. and somebody may be kneeling right next to it in the tattoo. But the no matter who is voted in, my life has not changed at all.
Yeah.
My life hasn't changed. My life, I'm talking about me. I have my life hasn't changed. I've had the same job for 14 years. Mm-hmm. I've made the same amount of money. Gas prices has went up like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently that has nothing to do with the president, from what I'm told. So other than that.
It's with the you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see. We'll see when it's time for re-election. But I can't see him getting re-elected.
Yeah. I
vote for Kanye West.
All I'm saying, you know what, dude? It's not that ridiculous. It's not. It's a possibility.
Not there.
It's a possibility. He might be the VP.
Yeah.
For Pence when Pence runs. It'll be Pence and West.
Pence West, yo, P Dub.
Pence West, PW, baby.
PW, yo. I don't even know what Pence's stance is on anything. I've never seen an interview
against
with Pence.
Gays.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
That's his stance.
What do you care to know gays? About?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
How does he feel about medical marijuana?
Hates it.
Oh, what about gays?
He hates
it. What about Chick-fil-A being open on Sunday?
Oh, he loves it. No, he hates it.
He open likes, on Sunday, hates it.
No. Church time. Man. He doesn't talk to other women.
He refuses to be one-on-one with women or go out to dinner with a woman that's not his wife.
Okay, I can't blame him for that.
Why?
Yeah, because y'all women get messing around. I go out on and have dinner and you come back. Oh, my God, Pence was all up my dress. No, I wasn't. Yeah, he was.
Why can't they just have dinner with another
person? Why does it have to be?
I don't.
Just because you're a man and a woman means something's gonna happen.
You can't have lunch with a female.
Pence, if you listening, I'm on your side with this. No. No, hell no. I ain't going out with no woman.
That's an old Southern man.
Not the Me Too movement. Matter of fact, if I talk to a female comic, I got another male comic next to me listening to make sure.
So, okay.
Why?
Let's go.
Bruh. So I'm the king of this city of comedy-wise, to me.
So, but what are you afraid of, though?
Because when I'm go just make up something. People do that all the time.
So why would someone make up something?
Because somebody's trying to come for my crown, bro. They don't like that what I do in the city.
So it's a total not believe this the woman sounds, situation then. So you think most of the claims out there are falsified? Is that what's going
this
on?
You know what
not
this sounds like, Crespo? This
so
sounds,
some of them are, though.
This sounds like, let me get in front of the story just in case the real story comes out. We got the black Chris Hardwick over here.
So somebody next week is probably going to say, kid abused me at the other bar.
Can talk about my pussy. Oh, dude, how many jokes we did about that. About when we used to, me and Ken, when I used to go to the open mic, whoever was near us will get roasted.
Yeah, roasted.
Male, female, young or old. Like, I remember, Ken remembers this to this old, I did this to an old lady in Vegas at a comedy contest. This lady's telling us a story about comedy and stuff like that, and she's just going on, and Ken and my buddy Arnie Ellis are being real respectful and listening to her. And I'm just like, this is just too serious. And I just look at her that serious and be like, can you tell me, was Charlie Chaplin a good
It was like, it was dead silence too, like Charlie Chaplin. Like, we were really doing like his type comedy. It was like the silent movies type silence.
And I just wanted to break that was some fun time. Yeah, that was fun.
But back then we could make fun of people. And
but now
but the female comics we had, and I hate to say the word female, I know it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
But we had Kendra, we had Corinne, we had Morales. Like, they could take a joke. Like, now, like, I joked with one on a lady comic on Facebook last week and was totally got mad at me. She took the whole post down because I told her I did a joke. She was racist.
Oh, you gotta be careful.
Was that a joke or did you just accuse her of being racist?
This is what I said. So the comedian posted something about a basketball player being the open mic. I said, well, he wasn't a basketball player. He was actually a rapper. I said, but you think all tall black people play basketball? I mean, we do. I said, that's kind of racist. I mean, but we do. I said it just like that.
And she wrote like a 7-page.
Yeah, but when I went back to read it, she just deleted the whole post. So the comedian that I tagged in the post, I was like, yo, what happened to the post? He was like, yo, she took it down because she was mad you called her racist. I was like, but I was joking. He says, I know you were joking. She didn't take it. So then the next day I posted, under every post I'm going to put, just kidding, this is not seriousness. Please. Under every joke when I comment something.
Please don't sue me.
Please don't sue me. So,
well, that's because what you did is you push your button because in actuality she was being slightly racist.
Yeah, she's probably right. Yeah, because the truth hurts.
Yeah, truth does hurt. Yeah, so that's what's going to hurt.
But, you know, I've talked to comics and lady comics and they've went to other comedians that Ken said I wasn't funny and he's mean. And I wasn't mean. I was being truthful. Mm-hmm. If the truth is mean, then I guess I'm mean. I guess I'm a bully.
You are a bully.
If the truth makes me a bully, me too. Then I'm a bully.
They don't say that the truth feels good.
Yeah. Truth hurts. I say that all the time. People want you to be honest with them until you're actually honest with them. Yeah. And when you're actually honest with them, then you're an asshole. Mm-hmm. You're 100% an asshole. So, But back in the day, we could destroy and clown each other. I can't do that anymore.
No.
Can't do it anymore.
Talking about girls' vaginas saying that they're as wide as a Vizio
screen. We say pull the couch out the way. Make sure you write that down.
Oh, man. Such a great year.
But
let's bring the wheels down.
Bring the red, white, and blue wheels down.
Here we go. He's going to put a bald eagle. He's going to stuff a bald eagle into the thing just like... It's going to be great. Hey, everybody. This has been Devils in the Details show with me and Ken Miller. Absent is Dan Perla. We'll see him back sometime in a couple next episodes or so. Ooh. Is that John Lee Hook or what is this?
Alice Cooper, School's Out.
Oh, okay. All right, and you can send us emails at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Follow our brothers and sisters, or do we? I don't even know if we got any sisters.
Later, Obsessing.
Okay.
Leslie Joe.
And we got PFT Media on Facebook. PFT Media, the PFT stands for quality. Show is available for iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn.
Google Podcast now.
Google Podcast.
I'm
going to have to cross this out because I just read it as I see it.
Yeah.
We're also on Spotify, everybody. Listen on Spotify. Share it with your friends. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Listen to all our beautiful shows that we have.
Instagram.
Cinematic. Oh, we got an Instagram now.
The Devil's Deets.
Devil's Deets. The Devil's Deets?
The Devil's Deets.
The Devil's Deets. D-E-E-T-S.
Mm-hmm. Same as Twitter.
And I'll try and manage that as much as possible. Ken, what's your social media handle, brother?
Ken Miller 30 on Instagram and Twitter. I will follow you back. If you follow me, I'm not that famous. And find me on Facebook, Ken Miller - Comedian.
You should have your Instagram should be I'm not that famous Ken.
I think about it.
Think about it. Make it, you know.
I think about it.
Bro. Ain't that.
This bullshit.
This bullshit. From Chris Crespo, Pedro Lima, Ken Miller, this has been The Devils in the Details. You guys take care. We'll see you next time. Peace!
A PFT Media production.